From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Berg reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov have achieved clarity on the path forward in Syria. Speaking after nearly 10 hours of talks Friday in Geneva, Mr. Kerry said what he called narrow issues remain to be resolved.
We do need to see clear adherence to the cessation of hostilities by the regime. We also need to see the resumption, unimpeded and sustained, of humanitarian access to all besieged and hard-to-reach areas, including Aleppo, according to the UN plans and procedures.
The latest meeting came amid heightened tensions in Syria after Turkey decided earlier this week to send tanks across the border to clear out a pocket of land controlled by the Islamic State group. Previous rounds of international negotiations, including discussions between the top diplomats from Washington and Moscow, have failed to produce an end to the conflict in Syria. Meanwhile, Syrian rebels and their families began evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Deraa as part of an agreement reached late Thursday with the government. Under terms of the deal, about 700 gunmen will be allowed to have safe exit to the opposition-held northern province of Idlib. Another 4,000 civilians will be taken temporarily to a shelter south of Deraa. In a statement issued in Geneva, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, called for the protection of people being evacuated from Deraa. He said their departure must be voluntary and that the UN was not consulted in the negotiation of the deal reached between rebel factions and government forces. This is VOA News. France's highest administrative court has declared a ban on burkinis, or full-body swimsuits used by some Muslim women, to be illegal. The three-judge panel on Friday ruled that a ban by the town of Villeneuve-Loubet dealt a serious and clearly illegal blow to fundamental liberties such as freedom of movement, freedom of conscience, and personal liberty. Patrice Spinosi is a lawyer with the Human Rights League.
So it's a very important decision. It's a principal decision. It will make the law not only for Villeneuve-Loubet, but for all the town in France.
The ban imposed by officials in Villeneuve-Loubet alleged that allowing the swimsuit posed a threat to public order, a claim the court has said was not supported by evidence. Lionel Lucas is the mayor of Villeneuve-Loubet. He says the polemic comes from organizations which are trying to gain ground. Today they can be satisfied. The rampant Islamization is progressing in our country. About 30 coastal towns have imposed the ban with the blessing of some high officials in the national government. Rescuers continue to dig through destroyed buildings, but two strong aftershocks hit the town of Amatrice in central Italy on Friday. The aftershocks registered magnitude 4.3 and 4.7 on the Richter scale. They caused more damage to buildings and sent up plumes of smoke and caused panic in the town. Since the original earthquake hit Amatrice early Wednesday morning, the city has seen more than 500 additional aftershocks, most of which were relatively mild. Civil protection officials have raised the death toll from Wednesday's 6.2 magnitude earthquake to 281. Italy's civil protection department said nearly 400 people have been sent to hospitals for treatment of injuries. A Kurdish suicide bomber targeted a checkpoint near a police station in Cizre, southeastern Turkey, Friday, killing at least 11 police officers and wounding scores of other people. Militants linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, claimed responsibility. The terrorist group has been linked to a series of attacks against police targets in the same region. Traders ended the week mixed on Wall Street Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 were lower, but the Nasdaq was up. European markets finished trading higher. Asian markets were mixed. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.